Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Duval.
Duval, your helmet!
Today, we're the f***ing ball! Here now! Here now! Here now!
Let's find more sun.
I mean, I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, we apologize.
Can touch me.
It's time for The Club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Indeed. An abbreviated club. Now, Schultzy, do we just have two segments before we turn it over to the magic that is Ducks preseason, I guess Ducks pregame basketball?
Yeah, they're 4-3 in the regular season. Yeah, we got a 6:30 out tonight. Sir.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, that is bottom of the hour, Ducks B-ball coming at you.
No Nate Biddle tonight. One little tiny sportsy thing.
Damn, he's averaging like 18 for them. I know.
Hey, I said one little sportsy thing. Now that's two.
All right.
Because nothing turns the people on. Nothing like 4-3 Ducks basketball. Catch the fever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Call me when it's March. I'll check back.
Nate Biddle's hairline. Feel bad. You can do an NIL deal for like some, like a little hair restoration
yeah,
there,
can't,
Nate.
Can he get like a trip to Turkey paid for?
Well, I feel bad because like, you know, he's not the most handsome guy in the world, but he's got like a good like kind of mullet thing going on. And he's so tall that for the most part, no one can see it. But on the camera shot.
There is a camera shot. I was wondering
dude,
if you were going to say.
It's brutal. Like in most sports, you can hide it, right? Like football, if you're going bald, it's not a big deal because you got a helmet on. And then even if not, you wear like a little skull cap. Baseball, you got a hat on. Golf, you're always wearing a hat. Basketball is the one sport when you got bad hair. Like, it's a bad look. Like, Brock Bowers might have the worst hair going in sports right now, but you never see it. Even when you go to the sidelines, you put a baseball cap on. But Biddle, or like, remember when Alex Caruso had that thing happening?
Dude.
Like, it's just a rough look, man. When you're a balding dude, and he's like 21 or whatever, 22, and you're just out there on national TV, that's rough. And as a man that went bald, it stinks.
Here's the thing, too. In his normal day-to-day life, this never comes up.
No.
Because no one sees the top of his head.
No.
And he can hide it if you're below his eye line. You know,
yeah.
If you're shorter than him, this never comes up.
Yeah.
But because he plays basketball, it comes up every single time they do the high shot.
It's brutal.
And it's brutal.
Because, like, every photo you see of him, he's fine. Because it's always head-on. Like, if you just Googled Nate Biddle, he just looks like he's got a normal head of hair, but man, that aerial shot, it's a rough go.
Dude started losing hair at like the age of 12 or something.
Well, I don't know. I
can dunk and, oh, he's balding.
I'm telling you, going bald early sucks. Like, I went bald in my 20s. Dude, it stinks. Like, it's the first time you realize that you're like bald, or that it's gone, because like you'll be in denial.
Yeah,
like you're
sure.
Just like you're like, oh, you know, I like had thin hair, but I had longer hair like when I played or like, when I stood on the sidelines.
Denial,
in the NFL.
Like George Springer. My God.
Yeah.
Like,
same
it,
thing. It's brutal. And I remember one day I was like driving in my car and I had the sunroof. I think I had a sweet Saturn Ion. You want to talk about a T car? Yeah. When you get that standard Fame and Fortune radio contract, you go pick yourself up a stick shift Saturn Ion.
Hey, baby, the carts at the grocery store, it wouldn't leave a mark on those Saturns, baby.
That thing was a real that thing was great. Walked down to my local Saturn dealership and was like, yeah. It's like 42 miles to the gallon. Let's go. And I was driving it and I caught like a glimpse of like the top of my head in the rearview mirror. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, why didn't like I went home and I asked my wife. I was like, what? She's like, well, I just didn't want to say anything. I'm like, is it that bad? She's like, well,
yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's just
kind of getting there.
And the next time I went in, because I had the same lady that cut my hair. So I two weeks later, I went in to cut my hair and I was like, all right, I need you to level with me. I'm like, how bad is this? And she's like doing that same thing. Well, you know, and I'm like, son of a, no one informed me, because I had longer hair and I'd comb it back and I didn't know how bad it was.
Yeah.
And that was the day, like I cut it really short. And it was the last time I actually had like hair. Mm-hmm. I like had short hair for a long time after that. And then a couple years later, it was like, yeah, to hell with it. But it's a rough thing. Like, going bald early sucks. And like, at least if you go bald, like, when you're 50 or whatever, it's, like, the natural age progression. But when you're bald, like, if you're in high school and you're going bald, oh, man.
Yeah, I can't relate to this at all. My grandpa had a full head of hair into his 70s, Italian man, and would swoop, still had a swoop.
Oh, sexy.
Swooping his hair in his 70s and 80s.
I know. Bald. I am so jealous of, like, older dudes, especially, like, when it's gray. Like, you get, like, that, you get... The most interesting man in the world. That's all I want in this world. Is it so hard that we can come up with like a get science on this?
Is
immediately.
That the thing? If you had to put a pecking order of things you're jealous of Rob about, would his like salt and peppered hair? Would that be one?
Well, I know he gets jammed up with how gray it is.
Okay,
but as someone that doesn't have any,
right.
I think it looks good.
I do too. I think Rob's hair looks good.
But I think when you're 50, I think that maybe that's a little early. I think it prematurely ages you. But to give him credit, he refuses to dye the beard or the hair.
Is he 50?
Yeah, he's 50.
Okay.
Yeah, and believe me, I'm right around the corner.
What is your pecking order of things you're jealous of Rob over?
It's the hair.
Is that it?
It's the hair.
What about his golf game? Would you trade him? Or I don't know who's a better golfer. I would imagine.
Oh, he's a much better golfer. No, I just like, I don't really care about being a better golfer. It's the hair.
Okay.
Like, I have a lot of Rob hair envy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you could, like everyone has like one thing, if you could change it about yourself,
yeah,
mine would be my hair.
What do you think Rob would say of you?
I don't.
That he's most jealous of? Height?
I don't know.
It's no, like, speaking for the shorts, on behalf of the shorts, if you've been short your whole life, you just don't really care about being short.
I don't think Rob, like anything that I have as far as athletic ability or like, you know, like Rob, like mocks all that stuff. Like anything that is remotely testosterone laden, Rob eschews. Like
you should have just hit him with the, you should have just said, well, I have a giant peen. That would have been the perfect opportunity.
No, because if you say you have a giant peen, that means you don't have a giant peen.
A lot of people in this office, love to talk about having a giant
peen. Got a hog.
Yeah, that is true. No, Rob doesn't strike me as the sort of fellow that would ever really be jealous. He is pretty secure in who Rob is.
Yeah.
He's that. I mean, I know that the gray bothers him. I know that he doesn't love the gray, but again, he's so secure he doesn't change anything about it.
I think it looks good. I really do think it looks good. So I'm not trying to toot his horn, but...
I don't know what he would... I have no idea what he would say. Like, is there something specifically about me? I'll tell you what, I don't think Rob would trade places with me. Rob does
not... No.
Rob does not like the big bird. Like, Rob makes fun. Like, when we go places, people size me up. Like, yes. we'll be out at a show or whatever, and Rob has called it out on the air many times. People come up and they do like the, I don't know how to, it's just sizing you up. They come up and they like.
Stick their chest out
and they get tight and then like they get as tall as they can, so, and then they like stare at you. And Rob is like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Or like we'll be at a concert and you be like, everyone's like, no one messes with you. And I'm like, dude, that is the exact opposite. People love.
Yeah, you become like a target.
Yeah.
Like a measuring stick for their toughness.
Happens all the time.
You know what he's least jealous of? Your podcast, the West Coast Bias. I can guarantee you that he's the least jealous of the fact that you do extra radio with me for no pay.
See, and someone said Rop is envious of your ability to drink. See, I don't think he is, because I think Rop loves to have two cocktails
and be great. Yeah. And then just pass out.
It's right? I'm telling you.
I don't know about pass out.
Oh, he likes to take a nap, but he said so.
Being a big drinker is not a positive thing.
Right.
Now, it's positive in the sense that I can be the driver, or I can be the guy that kind of, like, if you're in a group of people, like, I have people that like to go out with me, knowing that I will keep it on the rails for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the captain now. But I'll tell you, it's not great to your bar bill. Like, if we go out to a bar, and sometimes my bar tab is, it's not fun. And it's
$112.
Well, like, so I don't think
had drinks.
I don't think he's jealous of that at all. Right. I think Rop likes being a two drink and I've got a great bus. Whereas that's not going to be the case. Someone said maybe handyman skills. I think that probably would be it.
Yeah.
If Rop was going to be jealous of one thing, like, I fixed Rop's toilet. Like years ago, Rop was like, man, my toilet's broken. And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, dude, that sounds like the easiest fix in the world. And he's like, what? And he's like, I got to call someone. I was like, dude, I'll come over and fix your toilet. He's like, seriously? And I was like, yeah. I said, you just need to replace the inner workings of it. And he was just like flummoxed. And I was like, dude, it's like a $12 part and it'll take me 10 minutes. And I went over and I fixed his toilet and he was like, oh my God.
I mean, I was pretty jealous of hearing you talk about, like, the plan to build a table for Christmas. Like, this kind of stuff sounds
For Christmas, I'm building a dining room table.
A lot of things guys would want to do.
So I think if there's one thing, and I don't even know if he'd be jealous, but if you're going to say one thing, it would probably be that.
Yeah.
That Rop is the least handy person known to man.
Ooh, I don't know. It's me versus him.
He's pretty bad.
I'm really bad.
Rop says his tool belt is the phone book.
Yeah.
So I think there may that we I was gonna is there one thing we may have found one thing.
Yeah.
And that is it. Because there's nothing else. Nothing about the gym, nothing about, like, you know, physical prowess, none of that athletic. He would mock all of that.
Yeah, of course.
But the ability to fix a toilet, yeah, that probably will get it. Like fixing a sink. Like if he needed like a new faucet. The fact that I could replace the faucet would be the one for him.
He gives me hell every time I'm around him about being a sports nerd.
Yeah.
And so I know that has nothing to do with it. The one time he didn't give me a hard time, you weren't here, and he had to do the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And he was super nice to me. It was like, you're only nice right now because you need me. And that doesn't mean he was jealous, because he couldn't have given an F less. But it was funny that for somebody who gives me a hard time every time, yeah. I came in for the draft and he's like, it's super nice that you're here. I really appreciate that you would do this.
He knows.
How have you been?
He knows. That was your toilet. He needed that toilet fixed and you had the ability to fix that toilet.
The next time I saw him, couldn't have given a rip that I was here again.
That's Silver Fox. Rop knows. Rop knows when to call in the handyman. And in the case of the NFL draft, break glass in case of emergency. All right, we come back. We got one more, and then we turn it over to Oregon Ducks basketball. You got the club here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Oregon Duck basketball coming up here in just a few. We do have a contest here. We got a pair of tickets to give away to Shane Gillis. Funny man Shane Gillis, star of Tires, hero to bros everywhere. He will be at Moda Center December 13th, and we'll give you a chance to win. So this week, you listen Monday through Friday during primetime with Isaac, or in this case, non-Isaac, and me, for the code word, and text it in to 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. You can visit 1051thefan.com for complete details. And we are going to be giving the code. We are going to text Shane. That makes sense because, well, it's Shane Gillis. So text Shane right now to 503-864-6FAN for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Shane Gillis on December 13th at Moda Center. And I will say, I do enjoy Shane Gillis.
It's pretty funny.
He can be a little bro-y for me. I'm not going to lie, the Joe Rogan crowd, that comedy scene, the Theo Vaughns of the world and the Tony, was it Hinchcliffe? Yes. It's a bit much. But Gillis is really
funny. He toes
the
line nicely.
He toes the line. His first two specials
are really
good. The one on, what is it, Beautiful Dogs? That may be one of the funniest things that I've heard in years. It's just that, the crowd, it's very bro. Just know what you're getting into. You're going to get a heavy, heavy dose of bro with Shane Gillis. But I will probably, I got Chappelle this weekend. Chappelle on Friday. Chappelle. And then I will probably make my way over to see some Shane Gillis.
So the thing about going to see Chappelle when you're in an interracial relationship, particularly if your girl's African-American and you sit close to the front, this happened with Trevor Noah. It happened with Dave Chappelle. I saw this tweet that went semi-viral because there aren't a ton of white relationships with an African-American woman that said, the nice thing about being in an interracial relationship is you guarantee the comedian is going to riff on you.
100%.
Chappelle went in on our relationship. Yeah. And I felt both very proud and very humiliated.
I have that. If I sit in the front of a comedy club,
you're a big guy with an Asian girl, you're gonna get
I'm gonna get picked up. Big guy, big beard, tattoos, I get picked on.
Everybody sees you first.
I get picked on 100%. Throw the Asian girl in there and 100% I am a target. Yep. But if you're gonna sit in the front of a comedy show, one, you better be prepared, especially if you've got something that stands out, whatever that is.
Yes.
Big, small, fat, skinny, Asian girl, black girl, whatever. If you've got something, like I went, who was it? Big J Okerson. Was performing at Helium, and I was sitting in front, and my daughter was there, and Big J thought we were, he thought we were together, and so then I was like, well, it's my daughter, and then he did a whole, he was like, oh, and he must have done 15 minutes on that being my daughter, and you know, you gotta have a good sense.
Oh,
of
for sure, you're walking into the lion's den if you sit. Be aware, like the first two rows. Good luck.
Well, I really like stand up comedy. There was one dude. It's kind of a dark story, but we were in California for the Rose Bowl, and Jason Quick. We were hanging out, and we went to what's the big the famous comedy club in LA?
Helium?
No, the. It's on
Laugh Factory. Comedy Store?
Comedy Store. And we were there, and dude, it was crazy. We saw like Bill Burr, Whitney Cummings.
Oh, wow.
It was the night before New Year's, and so there was like a big showcase. And so all these big stars did like 15 minutes. Yeah, like I said, they just cycled through. We were like, oh my God. And we had no idea. They just said, hey, you know, it's like $20 and you want to be here, there'll be a bunch of people rolling through. It was night before New Year's, night before New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And so we got to the end of the evening, and we got kind of like all the big comics had gone. So it's like midnight. Everyone's drunk. And I forget this guy's name, but he got up there, and he was not funny at all. And he was kind of bombing. And for whatever reason, like, he picked on Quick. Like, we were sitting in the front, and he was, like, pitching Quick crap for, like, not laughing. And Quick was like, well, you're not funny. Like, nothing you're doing is funny. He's like, look around. People are leaving. Like, it got contentious.
Oh,
like, I was like, oh, my God. Is this guy going to, like, fight Jason Quick?
Go Michael Richards on Quick?
It was the weirdest comedy set. And the dude was. He was all dark and depressed. And it was just weird.
Not good.
No, it was weird. So, we left. We were like, dude, this is stupid. Like, we've been here. And so, we left. I think we went to some other place.
Good.
Sunset, you can find some other things to go do.
Other place.
Yeah, we went and took our entertainment elsewhere.
Another kind of entertainment.
Dude, like a year later, that guy committed suicide.
Oh. I almost made that. I'm so glad I didn't.
Good
I
job.
Almost made the joke when
yeah.
you said he's so dark.
Good job,
so.
Yeah, dude. Like, and he was like a well, like, oh. He wasn't like a super well-known guy, but he had, you know, he was a traveling comedian. Like, people had heard of it, and I saw, I was like, oh, and I texted Quick, and Quick's like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like a year or something later, the guy offed himself. And we were like, oh, that's weird. And well, then, of course, I blamed Quick. I was like, you know, that's your fault. And he's like, thanks.
On that happy note, thanks for having me.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. Maybe Rot, maybe not. I'll be here either way. Nemec, appreciate it. National Signing Day tomorrow. So good luck with all of that. And we will see you back here, me and the Schnitzel Wolf, tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.